6:29.
Yeah, we don't start at 6:30.
Yeah, you might as well, 6:29.
Okay. I'd like to call this regularly scheduled meeting of the Cure Beach Town Council to order. And I guess I'll be giving the indication since Mr. Langley's not here. Please bow your heads. We appreciate everybody being here. We appreciate everybody taking the town business seriously. And we hope that we do a good job and keep everybody happy, especially Emily. Amen.
Amen.
Unusual prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic from which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Okay, gotcha.
The approval of consent agenda, do I have any changes? Anybody need to say anything? What? Can I have a motion?
Make a motion, we approve consent agenda.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Adoption of the agenda. Michael Jones will not be with us tonight. And under discussion and consideration of all business, we're going to change number one with number two and number two with number one. So Dave will go second.
Yes, sir.
All right. Any other changes? Can I have a motion?
Make a motion to approve the as amended agenda.
Can I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. The agenda is approved. Is Mr. Davenport here?
Yes,
he's up.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
You're up.
I had some input in the first 13 items on the agenda.
Oh, well, that went pretty quick.
Your Honor, and ladies and gentlemen, in the town council, my name is Michael Davenport, and I am the president of the Cure Beach Homeowners Association, which, as you know, is a subdivision that's immediately to the north.
Michael, please give your address so she can put it in the minutes, please.
All right. I live on Myrtlewood Court, 114 Myrtlewood Court. Friends and neighbors, most of you. I wasn't expected to be reached straight away, but frankly, I haven't really prepared remarks regardless, because from my perspective, the perspective of the Homeowners Association, at risk of not mincing words, this is not the appropriate forum for the discussions that I proposed the town have with our subdivision. Does everybody feel like they've seen enough of my emails to know what the issues are here?
I think so. I read your email.
Okay.
I mean, well, I speak for myself. I'm not speaking for the rest of the council, but I think I understand what you're saying.
Mr. Baylor, it's good to see you again. Right, these are the parcels on the southwest corner of Sandman and the 4th Avenue cul-de-sac. Frankly, the subdivision's concerns have to do with information that would be coming from the town to us versus us providing information to the town or making a presentation to the town. We feel like when this parcel was originally conveyed to the town by the developer of our subdivision, before my time, I've lived in Cure Beach for 15 years, it was a conditional conveyance, and that conveyance was conditioned on the town fulfilling certain service commitments with respect to stormwater runoff for our neighborhood. Instead, this, the town eventually filled in the pond, I think in about 2000. However, in talking to Barry Nelder, whose property is immediately east of the parcel, the retention pond was mostly filled in with white sand. So even now, it is much more of a, it performs much more of a runoff drainage function than just a simple vacant lot. It's a fairly substantial parcel of land, and with the white sand, it soaks up a lot of water. If you were to put five individual properties on there by subdividing them into five residential lots, presumably single family, you'd have the non-permeable surfaces for the roofs and the driveways. You'd eliminate all of that runoff. You'd have to create additional stormwater runoff plans for all of those parcels. And presumably, that runoff would encumber Beachwalk. And I don't know whether anybody from Beachwalk is here. Is anybody from Beachwalk here? Maybe they'll provide some comments afterwards. But we've got a festering issue with Beachwalk right now. I don't know whether you all know that. But Beachwalk has got a serious problem with, and I think, Mayor Lambeth, you know this, they've got a serious problem with the remediation units coming up in their primary retention pond. And from Beachwalk's perspective, that's partially our fault in Curie Dunes because they're dealing with part of our runoff. So that's a ticking time problem, a ticking time bomb. I think they've got access issues, and they've got slow subsidence issues with respect to that pond, and they're going to have a big problem. It's going to be even worse, even faster, if we divide these parcels. And the other concern we have is that we don't know whether or not these parcels would be subject to our restrictive covenants in the event that the town attempted to sell them. The deed that I've seen does not reference the restrictive covenants when it was conveyed to the town. Of course, this was a replacement deed that Joe Hearn executed in exchange for an indemnity agreement that theoretically protects Curie Dunes in the event we get sued by Beachwalk. The town's going to be responsible for the cost of that defense. The town has not been paying dues on this property for the last 15 years. So from our perspective, it was supposed to be a retention pond. It wasn't subject to the dues or any other aspect of the restrictive covenants. And now if the town is going to sell it, how does it arguably come back under the restrictive covenant obligations of the rest of the deed and community? So that's our concerns. Runoff, restrictive covenants, and also just the whole, I think, there's a practical issue that Mr. Nelder has raised more than once about whether or not it's appropriate for the town to be speculating with real estate where they're selling it for a profit to use to allocate for other line item budget issues, which of course everybody's speculating about as it is. Those are the sorts of things that we want to talk to the town about. You know, as an attorney, normally if I was discussing these with a municipal entity, I'd be discussing them in contract negotiations in a conference room, not in a public forum where I was making a presentation to town.
Well, so you recognize unless you're offering to purchase the property, we can't do that. It's public property that we can't discuss in confidentiality unless you're saying your homeowners association wants to make an offer on it. And then we could go in closed session. So this came up, let's step back for a second and start how this came up. So in a January meeting, a public meeting.
You're talking about January of 2014?
Yes, this year.
That's not the first time it's come up.
No, I understand, but how it came up this time, so that everyone knows, including you, right, since no one's reached out and asked, I don't think, at least me. We were planning, and Sunny Point has said, your garbage trucks can no longer be where they were on up here where the old dump was. And so we were looking at where can we put garbage trucks. And this land came up on the radar. And the council wisely said, we don't think garbage trucks should go into this neighborhood.
And so if you,
I understand. I think you would. So that's why I think it's important to understand the history of the conversation. And so if you look by the disc golf place, that's where the garbage trucks are right now.
Okay.
Once that came on the radar of the town, then the question was, what should we do with this public property? Because it's public property. And I read your note with interest that the Curie Beach Homeowners Association is taking, Curie Dunes Homeowners Association is taking the position that you have to tell us first. But in fact, the deed does not have restrictions to that. And not only that, we're not allowed to do that. If the council decides to dispose of public property, the council has to do it in a public forum. And you can't give someone else the edge on that. If they come to you as...
We don't have any interest in buying.
I'm saying, I didn't think you did, but I'm saying, you want to talk about it in closed session. This is public property. We cannot do that. We cannot do that.
So what you're saying is that the deed doesn't have anything in writing that restricts your use of the parcel.
Correct.
And that concerns us on the issue of the restricted covenants. But to the extent that...
We understand.
To the extent that we gave you property on a deed, there has to be some consideration for that to be enforced.
And you said that you're indemnified from Beachwalk suing you, so you did get something.
No, that was for the replacement deed. The original deed was, we'll take care of your runoff needs, and we will assume the remediation responsibilities for these parcels. Okay. And then you guys lost the deed, and then Joe Hearn signed a new one. But originally, I think the conveyance is unenforceable if there wasn't a quid pro quo. I mean, we can't gratuitously give you what is conceivably $1 million worth of property.
I don't know that I would agree. I think it'd be interesting to ask the League of Municipalities. I don't think I'd agree with you because your stormwater's been handled by the town since that subdevelopment was made, and that's part of the deal.
Well, did we get this property in 2000?
No, it was long before that.
Longer than that?
Yeah.
And,
before I lived here.
And yeah. The town has had the expense of maintaining it.
No, that's not correct.
Is it?
I mean, as far as I know, it's being run in the Beachwalk. Part of our runoff that was being addressed through that retention pond was routed into Beachwalk. And that's in writing.
Right.
And Beachwalk is rattling sorts.
I'm just talking
very discreetly right now with the
all. Well, I understand, and I think that's where you said, rightly so, that the town indemnifies you from that issue, correct? That's what you said.
Yes,
I don't know.
I've got the written indemnity agreement, and Mayor Fuller signed it.
Right.
It doesn't make me feel totally protected, but there's an argument to be made that we could just tender the lawsuit to the town and not be responsible for the cost of defense. Or anything like that. I mean, I'm more interested in talking to the town about coming up with another solution.
So I was trying to tell you before we got off on a tangent, which is a good tangent, that the town was originally looking at, okay, should we put garbage trucks here? And the council, I think, rightly said, no, we should not. So once we started down that path, is what should we do with this property? If the town says there's no use for this property, we can't put fire trucks there, we can't put police cars there, then why are we keeping the property? We're not speculating to pay off the budget. The budget balances, you'll hear later tonight from Arlen, that the budget balance is just the way it is. So this property sale has nothing to do with balancing the budget. But the question is the town going to keep property that it can never see a path forward to using the property for?
Well, my wife and I were here 6 or 8 years ago, and there was a landscape architect that was talking about making it into some kind of green space with a water garden and hiking paths and things like that.
And I think the town spent plenty of money on a park down at the oceanfront. That's why the town council recognized we have invested in parks.
Okay.
To the tolerance of where I think we, at least for myself, I can't speak for my fellow commissioners, we have the tolerance for investment in parks in Curie Beach.
I mean, I think that there's a solution here that can address everybody's concerns, but we feel like we have concerns that we need to...
Right, I understand, and I think that's all we're talking, right?
Right.
And so I'm just trying to understand all your... Yeah, I'm trying to understand all your concerns, right? So
okay. The
first one was that you didn't tell us before you did something. Well, the position the council, at least I'm taking, and I think other commissioners will agree with me, is we're not allowed to tell... individuals or entities we're considering doing something with public property. It's announced in a public meeting so that everyone finds out at the same time. That's the ethic rules for small towns. That's a requirement. You can't dispose of public property by telling someone and giving them the advantage on it, as I understand it. Now, I could be wrong, but I'm just telling you how I understand the ethics requirements.
Well, I appreciate your perspective. Like I said in my writings, from my perspective, We're a third-party beneficiary of your obligations to Beach Walk with respect to runoff.
Right.
And so we wouldn't be giving advance notice because we had a leg up. We'd be giving advance notice because we're sort of a partner to the runoff component of the responsibility for those parcels. And so when Mayor Lambeth and Mr. Kanunis came and met us at the at our annual or our monthly board meeting a few years ago, I felt like they gave us that reassurance that we were going to get the heads up, again, not to give us an advantage, but so that we could, you know, from the ground up, be talking about, okay, subdivision, you're talking about five parcels, are they going to be subjected to our restrictive covenants?
Right.
I mean, I think that would make the property more valuable.
Right.
And, which is to your advantage, and it would be to our advantage.
Yeah, so I was going to go down your points in your letter, right, from 2011, which, by the way, three of us hadn't seen until you sent it to us, right? So, not to say it would have changed anything, but at least it was interesting to read, right? And so, kind of, so the first part is about notice, right? That's the first part of the letter. I'm trying to go as you went through the letter, right? The second part, now I got to get my glass out. I'm sorry you got me off track, right?
Sorry.
No, that's all right. Sorry. So I think, and again, I can't speak for council, but I think your point about, hey, if you're going to sell property in our subdivision, it should have the same restricted covenants, I would definitely agree with that, right?
Did I say hey?
Well, maybe not hey. Restrictive covenants, how's that? Yeah, you probably did, yeah. Yeah, you're a little more polished than I am, I understand. Engineering talk, you know, versus lawyer talk, right? But I think that's a very good point, and I think the council should consider that with anything we do, right? I mean, from my point again, and again, council, interrupt me or tell me, you know, you want to talk. I'm talking more than I should. I think that the council would consider with lots of interest. Excuse me? Sorry? I'll stop. Okay, that's all right. So, well, he got distracted, or I would have kept going. So, I think at least from my perspective, and I think the council would agree as well, that we would definitely consider any changes in that property with your restrictive covenants, unless the town was going to do something with it. So I think that's the one that I want to make sure and caution you with. If the town ever was to use that property, the town would use it for what was the best use of the citizens of the town, right? So, we're not big enough, but if we were ever to say we needed a auxiliary firehouse, we could put it in that property, right? I mean, I think we would all agree, maybe you wouldn't, but I think the town has the right to use that property for public building if they wanted to. I don't think we do want to.
So you think that right now you could put a fire station there?
The way the deed is, I think I could.
Okay.
I may be wrong. That's what we're talking about, right?
For me to know, because right. I didn't know what your perspective was, because like I said, y'all haven't been paying dues on the parcels for the past 15 years, so arguably it's not subject to our restrictive covenants right now.
Right.
And that's what worries us.
Right. But I think the council would say, if we were going to sell it to an individual or an entity, right, that we would require the covenants as part of the sale, because I think that's what you would want, and I think that would make sense. We're not interested in messing up your subdivision.
Right.
We recognize everyone moved into that subdivision, and I don't live in a subdivision. I think everybody else here does. But for
you don't live in a subdivision?
No, I live in the old part of town.
Okay, but everybody else lives in subdivision.
I believe they do, but I'm not sure.
No.
Okay, Dean doesn't. But so I think the council as a whole would support not messing up your subdivision by selling off so someone could do whatever they want with the property. So I would think that the council would be very sensitive to that issue and in your favor, that if we were to do anything with those lots that involve sale, we would put the same covenants and restrictions that are in all the other lots in your subdivision.
And I appreciate that. And
yeah.
I feel compelled to say to the mayor and the council members, from the subdivision's perspective, they would have a heck of a fight if they were
to
do anything.
Yeah, and I wouldn't blame them, right?
Because we would certainly feel like that was absolutely a contretemps with the quid pro quo of the original conveyance.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
We didn't give it to you so that you could put a fire station in our neighborhood. And, you know, those are the things that, you know, lawsuits are made of, and I don't want one. And
it's
the last thing I want for my
subdivision. That's right.
For my neighbors, because it's extremely expensive.
Right.
And that's why we're here, and really wanting to avoid all of those things.
And so I'd say on that one, go ahead.
So is your real point then, you want to ensure that we use the covenants on the sale of this property?
That's probably one of our biggest concerns.
Okay.
But we also want to be good stewards and neighbors to Beach Walk.
Right.
Partially because we're afraid they're going to sue us.
And we do too.
Right. Well, I think the issue is we need to learn more about the land. Surveying is the first part, but as your argument was, and an interesting one, you can do perk tests to see how much water you think that property is actually taking up, right? And if it's substantially different from the area around it, we would have an issue that would have to be disclosed on each sale, right?
I don't know whether that makes it a better property or a worse one, but it certainly makes it a valuable commodity to our neighborhood as vacant land.
Well, one of the items under old business, we're going to discuss the Sandman property later in the meeting. Mr. Bassin brought it up, and if I remember right, I think Barry, you finally got the deed
yes,
to the property.
Yes, sir.
And I wasn't privy to them selling the property and the town taking it. It was kind of a foggy issue at the time.
Well, it was replacing something that had gotten lost, so naturally we were just glad to get it done.
But Tim was the mayor at the time, and then, of course, Mac, and then me. But yeah, we understand that you have some concerns, like David said, you know, with the fire department needing more space, we're going to be fine where we're at. We don't need to put a fire department over there.
Well, that was an example. I think the example was that in public property, there's limited public property in the town, and if the town's needs require it, that property would be considered to be built out by the town. As it is right now.
But if y'all would like to stay and we'll discuss this later in the meeting, that's fine.
You sure we're going to continue this discussion with later?
John, you prepared to just continue the discussion with this? Because like David said, unless we have a public meeting, nothing's going to happen.
Okay. And I appreciate Mr. Hegler's recitation of the points. The other thing I wanted to sort of, we discuss is the runoff issue. I mean, I'm going to be interested to hear not only the assurance about the restrictive covenants, but where is the additional water going to go? And does the town have any interest in putting a pond somewhere else? You all understand that, or it's my understanding that Beach Walk's got the landlocked, vacant, contiguous parcel right here that's 20,000 square feet or more. Does the town have any ideas about putting another retention pond in or anything like that?
Well, what you discussed before when you and your wife were here at a meeting, the green space and the water garden, all that was included in that Beach Walk property and yours.
Mm-hmm.
But Beach Walk's not had any inclination to do anything to that property. We did a trench around it to get the water off of it, and it runs down the back of the Beach Walk property and then goes into the Beach Walk ponds.
Well, that was something we would be, and I'll sit down, but that would be something we'd be interested in.
But all of this will have to be discussed if we decide to sell it.
I will sit down.
Okay.
Just so I get this back in my head, is worry about the covenants and worry about the runoff. Those are the two issues.
Yeah. Those are the primary issues.
Yes, sir. Mayor, may I ask you one last question? The Beach Walk area there that you have marked off in green. There's no building on there now.
No. That is landlocked.
It's not landlocked. There's an easement.
Oh, there is?
A 5-foot easement that comes off of one of the side streets that goes to that property.
Okay, but that's an access easement. That's not wide.
No, it's just a bulk access.
Okay.
That was originally sold as a storage area for boats when Mr. Weinbach developed that. And then a great big mound of dirt suddenly showed up where the boats were supposed to go. And then after discussion with attorneys, the dirt went away. That's what was left.
Who owns that piece of property?
All of the property owners. Of
so it's common area?
Yes, yes.
And we have no ownership over it at all?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
All right, well, excuse me, and I'll be at your disposal.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else have anything to conclude in this?
I have 2 points.
Yes.
Yep. Because of the title.
and give your name and address, so.
Sure. Vince DeFrias, 612 Sandman. So I heard you say that if the town is going to sell the land, then you'll make a public disclosure about the land, you'll make a formal decision if you're going to move ahead.
We won't do that. We'll have a public meeting before any of that's decided. And y'all are welcome to come to the public meeting and voice your opinion.
Okay. And is the town even considering just leaving it permanent open space, not additional park space or certainly not garbage truck parking, but just open space?
We haven't really discussed that.
And right now, we wanted to see what the options were with it.
Yeah. Our intent was to see if we could use the land for some value for the town, or to deliver some value for the town. I'm not sure. Is anybody paying tax on that land now?
No.
So we're maintaining it, cutting it. There's no tax income on it. And I guess we probably paid for the fill. So the intent was that how can this piece of land be a benefit to the community, either financially or otherwise?
There were some other property lots which were, from what we understand, this is all hearsay, coming available that the town may need to purchase in order to extend our public works department. So that's the only reason we'd sell that.
And that's why the whole thing came up. There's no speculation about shortfalls in budgets or line item shortfalls or anything like that.
Okay. Good, thank you.
Yes, yep. Anybody else?
The only time we really use that is for additional parking for some of our events.
Yeah.
Other than that, we don't really use it, except to see kids out there playing soccer and that kind of stuff.
All right. Thanks.
Discussion
and consideration of committee business.
Actually, Dean, I think somebody signed up to talk.
Alla, but that's under new business. And Charlie, Charlie Allo is on a new business. Okay. Okay.
My apologies.
Board of Adjustment, and there's nobody here. Community Center Committee. Marketing Committee. Parks and Recreation Advisory Board. And then we have the Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Galbraith, are you here? Nope. Nancy, would you like to say a few words about this, please?
Got another commission member here.
I'm going.
I guess I'm
at
it then.
Okay. Well, the other commissioner will please step up to the podium and help her out.
I don't have prepared steel. My name is John Ellen, and I am on the Planning and Zoning Commission. The other guys. We did talk about this amendment to Chapter 19, and my understanding that Mr. Galbraith was going to present that, a piece of paper that changed or the way we recommended the wording be on that issue. I thought he was going to present it to either the council tonight or turn it in as a piece of paper. I do not have that with me, except through our minutes.
It was my understanding that Nancy wanted to talk because when we originally heard this, it was not included in the K Avenue area. So is that what you wanted to do, Nancy? Okay, all right, she'll talk about me.
You're saying that the lighting issue was not part of the case?
It was not presented at the public hearing. And that's why we're going to send it to the public hearing if you want to hear it.
So is that the only change, Nancy? H?
Yes.
I mean, no, but I mean, are there other changes in here that would have been approved if we took H out? Or was H the
Everything
only change?
Else in here was approved.
Right. But my question is, are the other parts changes as well?
No.
So the only change is H. So the change that we were trying to approve, we didn't talk about?
That's correct.
How did we miss that? Maybe I'm dense, but...
I don't think he was...
I know we had plenty of seismic stuff going on, so I'm not surprised, but...
This was before that.
Part of the confusion is that it was a mixed-use ordinance was brought to council, and the sign ordinance, an amendment to the sign ordinance talking about bare light sources was brought to council at the same time.
Right.
And I think there was confusion that planning and zoning thought that bare light source wording was also in the mixed-use amendment. It was not, and that was presented to council in November. That amendment did not include the section A about bare light sources. Council scheduled a public hearing in December. It was not on what we advertised to the public in that amendment for mixed use. You sent it back to P&Z. It came back in February. It was in the document. I didn't catch it. Planning and zoning didn't highlight it on their consistency statement saying that this was additional revisions to this. We didn't catch it until after the meeting when the deputy clerk was getting ready to update the ordinances. She came and said, we've got a whole other section here that was never at public hearing.
So we
took it back to planning and zoning, and we discussed it with the attorney, and it was felt that this was enough of a difference from the original language, and by statute we should not be making something ordinance that has not been discussed at public hearing or planning and zoning. I just wanted to bring that to everyone's attention.
Well, didn't we take this exact lighting thing out of the sign ordinance?
Yes, you took no action at your last meeting.
Right. So we did discuss it, we just didn't discuss it for this particular ordinance, right?
Right. And I think there was some comment at the last meeting that you might would consider it in the mixed use, but not in the sign ordinance.
Mm-hmm. Right, there was comment.
So that's why
planning and zoning is bringing it back.
So then we should re-advertise.
You're
going to
consider it, you need to.
Re-advertise it.
So we have to go to another public meeting. Mm-hmm.
I make a motion we re-advertise and reopen this at another public hearing.
I second.
Do we have a recommendation on when to have a public hearing?
You have one June 5th for the budget.
Is that enough time for you to advertise?
Could we do it just before the next council meeting in June?
15 days from now.
And can we ask Mr. Gilbreth to be there?
6 o'clock. So you want to do it before or part of that meeting?
We can do it as part of the meeting, starting at 6:30 of the public hearing, but...
Start at 6?
Yeah,
6 o'clock, right?
Yeah, it should be all right at 6.
Date.
Thursday, June. 17th.
17th.
Good.
So was that was a motion and second?
Yes.
Was it voted on?
All in favor, sing by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am, for keeping us straight.
Yes. Mr. Gonzalez, Shoreline Access, Beach Protection, and Parking Committee. We're going to have more lumber in this room.
Yeah. In your packets, you have a number of items.
Yep.
Nancy came to you a couple months ago, and then you said to give it to Scott.
Yep.
To come up with an idea. So with our committee and with Nancy, we did come up with an idea. This 8x8 will be at K Avenue at Fort Fisher, right in front of the transformers. And you probably have this in your packet, and you have the color signs that we were talking about. On the top of that, it would be welcome to Calvary Beach. On the top of this, that would be secured, and underneath, closer in front of parking. That would be on the top of the sign.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Lotus sign, what they were after is having stuff that would be able to be removed and installed according to whatever.
What we have are option two, Boogie in the Park, Turtle Talk Market, Storytime Variety, Holiday Market, and New Year's Eve Celebration. Mm-hmm. And what we came up with would be this, it would be white or blue, depending on where it is, with blue letters, and this would slide in and out. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then on each side here, you would have it, so north and south, you will have another slide in. So each of these names will have three sections. Mm-hmm. And it would go down as far, we haven't determined the height of this yet. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's
135 feet. Yeah, we're down 135 feet. Thanks. Look up.
With that, just to make what we need in signage from September sign, we need approval for $637.96. Mm-hmm. That is for all the signs that you see on that other sheet of paper.
You want to vote on this now, Tommy?
Excuse me?
You want to vote on it now?
Yes, sir.
That's do I have a motion?
Where are we going to take it from?
Just 675.
Yeah, I make a motion. Wherever the finance officer tells us to take it from.
Do I have a second?
I'll take it out of the committee budget.
Okay.
All in favor? Could I ask a question? Yeah. Will this be up year round?
The permanent signs could be up all year round. And depending on what you want to do, you can make additional signs. In other words, if a hurricane is coming, we could make a sign that would say, you know, evacuate hurricane and then slip it in. So we can do it any way that we would like it to be. We can leave these, of course, you're not going to leave Boogie in the Park all year round.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but like.
The top two would be there. The top two,
what you see on this, that would always be there on this 8x8 on the very top.
So like January through March, maybe even April, that would just be a blank sign there?
Or whatever, if they decided to do something and they want a sign made, you could make another sign and slip it in.
It would be nice to have anything in there besides that's just a blank sign.
Whatever it is you would like it to be.
Thank you.
How is it for
you just have a white thing.
Well, it's not secure.
It's not. It's
a
tight fit. We're gonna play with it when it's up and see exactly how it's gonna withstand the wind and stuff. It's pretty tight.
Tony, I was just going to say, these are pretty good looking signs, and so we don't have them all over every dorm room. Well, do we have a way to secure them?
I understand that, but that it defeats the purpose of making it easy for Nancy or Nikki to go in there and slide them in and out.
Let's just make a template with some screw holes, and when you pull that one out, the next side comes in and has the screw holes in the same place. You know what I'm saying? Just some sort of.
So we're asking you to figure out how to fix it. Well, make it easy for them to change, right?
And if it's high enough, nobody's going to walk into it. It should be high enough.
Yeah, it'll be high enough. So what do you think about that, Nancy? I mean, we made it as easy as that.
But if we can unscrew it and screw it back in, somebody else is going to unscrew it and screw it back in. I mean, if they're
going to
steal them.
If you
have would you like to try this? Because we're, like, by the time they make this and put the post up, it might be in the middle of June.
Right.
And we could try it for a while and see. And if it doesn't work, then what we would just do in each of these is throw a hole right in the center and screw it right through.
Right.
I mean, but then Nancy will not be able to change the size.
Which is a good thing.
I'm not worried about somebody stealing them. We're more worried about the weather and the wind blowing
them up. Well, this is pretty tight, but we didn't know exactly until it's up to see. I mean, it could be up the first day, 2 days, and say, oh, we have to screw that in finally. We just don't know yet.
You know, maybe there's a just thinking, like a hub lock, like a lock on a on an expensive wheel, maybe a hub lock can be applied to the screw instead of a screw, and then you need the key to remove it. But we can figure something out. I like what you did, Tony. I like what you guys came up with.
Yeah.
Can I address Commissioner Swearingen's comment? The Shoreline Access Protection Committee only wanted the events at the pavilion advertised on this sign, which is great when there are events at the pavilion, but six, 7 months out of the year, there aren't events. So I would like Council Commission to have other signs made up, like we had talked about, maybe the directional signs, or if there's something else going on in town, but something to fill it, because otherwise it's going to be very unattractive.
Yes.
So what are you talking about? You're talking about like ferry and
town hall.
Town hall. Stuff
we can do that. Okay. It's just, this is the first step to see how it works, how it looks.
One, two, three, four, five.
And if you do that, each of those signs are like $19 a piece at this present time.
19 pieces
at this present time, of course. The price of aluminum goes up.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That was a move.
I have a motion.
Second.
And a second. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
All right, it's approved.
Thanks.
Okay. The second item that our committee worked on, and we made them, this is one of them. This is how it's going to look. Mm-hmm. These are not glued in. These are just in with pressure in case they get clogged. They could always take them out. If the kids start taking them, then they get glued. And then what happens, you unscrew this, and this insert comes out filled with cigarette butts, and then the town workers do it. What Carolina does, they do it once a week. But these are pretty big. Maybe they don't have to, you know. So we have 24 of them. I have all the locations I showed you. I need the council to tell Parks and Rec to install.
You mean Public Works?
Public Works, yeah.
Public Works to install, if they could, by Memorial Day.
Okay.
There's 24 of them, one here. And the other 23 are at Ocean Dunes, the maintenance yard in the back.
And they're on the beach side by the access?
Yes, sir. And I already explained it to Jim from Public Works where we want them. We want the people really to not fall over them, but we want them to notice them when they come down the stairs, both ways, up and down. Yes, sir.
Surf Rider did agree to help with the installation, so please.
No, they're not going to do the installation. We just want their $500.
Okay. I mean, this is pretty soon before Memorial Day.
They need to do it. The council just has to direct them to do it.
Right.
That's all.
Now, just as another point, I'm not sure everybody knows, Tony put these together by himself, all of them. So, Tony, thank you.
Thank you, Tony.
Good job.
Thank you. Do we need a motion to direct Public Works to put them up?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you guys tell it to.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Do I have a motion for Public Works to have the signs installed by Memorial Weekend?
I would like to have it, but.
Okay, I'll give them a call right after this.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Could you tell me who voted? Who
seconded? I made the motion. David seconded.
You made the motion.
Okay. I seconded.
And everybody said aye.
Yeah, you can tell Sonny. I seconded if he needs to.
You there, I was no bigger.
And cleaning them out, it depends on, you know.
They can do it when they do that.
Play by ear.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, the other problem that we had with signs on the beach strand. We had a lot of signs, but I'm happy to say that we have 96% of the signs up as of today. So I'm very pleased with that. Our committee is very pleased with that. The only setback to that is that we're missing four small signs. They cannot find them.
What were they?
It was the signs that had prohibited for the beach.
The dog?
They look like that. The red on top, these signs right here. Not the bird feeding, because that's over by 99 to 140. These. We're missing four of them.
And they, I talked to Jim today, they don't know where they are. They're basically lost, or they're misplaced, but we definitely need new ones. And the price of the new ones, when we originally bought them, they were $34.04. But when we did that, we bought like 24 of them. Mm-hmm. So the price now is $52.03. Unfortunately, the aluminum prices went up. This was a year ago.
Right.
We bought these 6/6/2013. And the aluminum prices went up. To get four new ones, and we're only ordering four, so that hurts us also. Mm-hmm. It would come to $222.69 with tax.
So the sign company that you use for the Oceanfront Park is not the same sign company?
September Signs is what the sign company that we use for the town.
And you can't do a deal with them?
No, that I called them up before the meeting. That isn't the deal because we're only ordering four. Unfortunately, you know, we bought them a year ago and we lost them. That's the only thing I can say.
Where were the signs stored?
Public Works.
And I suggest it comes out of Public Works budget.
I don't care where it comes. Right. You can take it out of the committee money. It's $222. And that would finish the entire strand with dog signs and the other protection signs. The entire strand will be protected with signage.
So we'll go into the this year, this season, with all our signs in place.
Correct.
Hallelujah.
Do I have a motion to pay for four additional signs?
I move we buy four additional signs as designated by Tony.
Yeah, I'll say it.
Slap.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
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 Marley?
And you
want
to go paid out of Public Works?
That's fine, yes.
Let me ask Nancy one thing before you start another thing. Nancy, have we got any signs or anything at the Dow Chemical stuff yet?
No. I keep getting promised. Last conversation, he said he'd have it by July 4th. I told him I've got to have it done before June 30th in this fiscal year or there's no money.
Yeah.
So I'm still waiting to hear.
Okay.
You got a plan B?
Plan B.
She's going to stand up there with a big placard and yell,
get off these lights.
Streamers?
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
It's we're waiting on the interface for conference.
All right.
Okay.
That's what I was wondering was who this is supposed to come from.
Yeah.
They've been promising
since
January.
Yeah. You'll be calling again?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the other sign, it's the lifeguard tower signs. I talked to Jim about it. He knows that he has to install. He's going to go with Ed Kennedy. And we're going to put up nine signs that will be on the roadway that will depict where each of the lifeguard towers are.
Okay.
Now this is also on the map at 911. Mm-hmm. Dennis and myself worked on the map that they have there, and they put it on their performance sheet, where when a driver looks it up, they'll see where it is.
These are numbered signs, Tony, right?
Yes, these are numbered signs. We have so far nine lifeguard tower signs.
Yeah, okay. So that when it's reported, you can say, hey, we have a potential drowning.
And it should be on their CAD system. It should be, because we worked very hard to get that on it. But
you're going to need a number 10, right? Because on the budget,
it'll probably be a zero. Of course, it's going to go.
Okay.
It's going to go south, but they didn't decide that yet.
Okay,
so
that's
when
fine.
We decide,
we another
to
sign.
Yeah,
that's
we
fine.
Make another sign.
Okay.
And the last item is our grant system. Nancy opened up, and we had an opportunity to work out a grant. And I was working with Diane, and we came up. I did the late work with our committee, and what we had to do, we're looking at improving entrance E and entrance I. I had John back in there. What we're going to do is asphalt to the end of the buildings that are on the beach, and from there to the road will be asphalt. From that point to the dunes, it will be, they call it surf, turf stones, pavers. These are the ones that are, have holes in it. So we had to get a contractor for that, We had to get a contractor who installs that. And then we were looking at putting solar lighting in from the first set of stairs or ramps, depending on